It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 2. We're going to begin reading with the 17th verse today. And so please turn your Bibles open to Romans chapter 2, verse 17. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. And if you would like to visit our website, that is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Now, if you'd like to send us an email, that's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 2, verse 17. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, and a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge, and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For the circumcision verily profits, if you keep the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thou circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteous of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank and praise you that we have this wonderful opportunity to come into your house and come together with you. And I feel like when we're together with this radio program, that's what it is. We're coming together with believers to hear the Word of God. And I know, Father, that there are many that's listening that has never come by faith to you and trusted in you. Well, Father, we know that they're not part of the family. They may call themselves Christian, Father, but they're not. Because an only way to be a Christian is to be born again. We must recognize that we're a sinner. Recognize that we need a Savior, and that Savior is the one and only begotten Son of God, Jesus. And we must come to Him, Father, and trust in Him by faith, begin to walk, and then coming by faith then within our heart, it's not long, it's almost immediately that we begin to recognize that it's true without a question. You see, we're not walking blindly. We're walking together with you, learning the wisdom, the power, the strength that you show us. There's no question that you are God the Father, the only Jehovah, God the Father. And your Son Jesus is the only begotten Son. There is no other. It's never repeated. The work on Calvary was done once. And it has saved my soul, and saved everyone's soul that'll come by faith to you. So please today, take your precious word, touch every heart. We're dealing right here with the Jews and the Gentiles, Father, and that includes everybody. So help us to understand it today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Jews knew God's will. But for some reason, it never occurred to them that they should obey God's will. That's a strange statement, isn't it? This knowledge that the Jews obtained, they received it from the Scripture. But we've said many times, we're going to talk about it, that there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom comes when we're born again. God gives us wisdom. It's just a good way to say we've got some very, very good common sense. But it's common sense that's God-given. And that's different than a lost man's common sense. And that's different than just having knowledge. To have a lot of knowledge is one thing, but to be able to take that knowledge and apply it properly, that becomes wisdom. And please that you realize what you can have if you'll come by faith to Jesus and be saved, be born again. What a wonderful opportunity. Please, please trust in Jesus. And we look at these verses here, and it begins in verse 17, "Behold, thou art called a Jew, restest in the law, makest thy boast of God," that they know God, they praise God, they worship God, and we have the law, we've received the law. And now verse 18, "And knowest his will, approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law." This knowledge is obtained from the Scripture. A student of the Old Testament Scripture, and that's what we would call the Jews, was able to approve the things that were more excellent. And as we look at these Scripture verses here, we should understand that as that 18th verse makes that statement, more excellent. And yet, even though he was instructed out of the law, we have that in the last part of verse 18. So in the middle of 18, we have more excellent. And then in the end of verse 18, we have being instructed out of the law. So this Jew, Israel, was a student of the Old Testament. We should be students of God's Word. We should study His Word and visit over His Word, fellowship with others over His Word, and have such great time with rightly dividing the Word of God. It is. It's a joy. We have so much fun here, whether it be on Sunday morning for the Sunday school class or the message that is preached, or Sunday night or Wednesday night or Tuesday afternoon at the ladies' Bible study. We have so much fun. I have so much joy and fun doing this radio program because it is sharing the Word of God. And we go verse by verse. Now, you don't see that very often today. Preachers don't like to preach verse by verse for some reason. I don't quite know why. They go by topic and cover many areas of the Scripture. I like to go verse by verse. And so you find that the way we have the radio program is the way I teach all the Sunday school, all the Bible studies, and also that's the way I preach. I preach verse by verse, and that way I have the power, I think a special power, given by the Holy Spirit, because I am not taking anything out of context and trying to make it sound like something I want it to be. It is word for word. And we do the same thing here. And that's the reason it's a joy. Just to put your finger right on that verse of Scripture. And, oh, yes, we use cross-references back and forth because the Scripture confirms Scripture. But stay in the same book. Just study that. Enjoy it. If you will, number one, if you're lost, you'll get saved. And if you're saved, you're going to have great joy in doing it. And it is. It's such a joy. But these students of the Word of God, these Old Testament students, Jews, Israel, he says he was able to approve the things that were more excellent, and yet even though he was instructed out of the law, he did not use his wisdom to guide the blind out of darkness into light. That's what those verses are saying. He had the knowledge. He possessed the knowledge. But the Jew, Israel, today is the same way. If you're a Jew today, you can get saved like anybody else. You're no different. But you did have an opportunity up front before anybody else. You were given the Word of God. You were the only people given a Word of God. God promised you a land, the land of Canaan. He gave it to you. And I'll grant it that the world has been trying to rip it away from you ever since. But in 1948, we know that you were able to take back a small possession of that, and what a miracle that was. And we praise God for delivering you back into the land. Now I want you to thank God by coming to His Son, Jesus. Don't miss His first coming. I know you were looking for a king, but He came as a Savior, and He will be coming as a king. But please enjoy this time now. Come by faith to the Lord Jesus and walk with Him. What we're seeing here in this scripture verse is so sad because as Paul, being a Jew himself and coming to the light, seeing the Lord Jesus as his Savior, now it is a wonderful time to share that same with his brothers, the Jews. And he's trying to do that. But the sad thing is that them being a student, it has become just a textbook and it's not the living word as it is. And too often that happens. A person can go off to seminary, and he leaves with the love of Christ in his heart, and he comes back, and he just teaches as a rule book or as a textbook. And it is our guide, but it's a living guide. And it doesn't just apply for those that you're speaking to. It applies to me. It applies to every preacher, every teacher that teaches. And do we fall short of its requirements? Oh, yes, we do. I thank God that we have a merciful God. These Jews, these students of the Old Testament Scripture, was able to approve the things that were more excellent. And yet, even though he was instructed out of the law, we just read that in 18. Now we go to verse 19. He did not use his wisdom because he lacked it. All he had was knowledge. And that's the reason that he had trouble guiding the blind, because, my friend, if you're a Jew, you missed Jesus and you missed the greatest decision you could ever make if you have not trusted in him. And if you're not a Jew, this is what happened to them, to that family. They had the knowledge, they had the law, they had all the words, but they lacked the wisdom, and they had no wisdom, and they did not guide the blind, being the Gentiles, us, out of darkness into the light. You see, they had the light, and they were supposed to come to salvation. Come by faith to Jesus and then share that. And yes, I'm talking that it was years from the time that the Jews received that wonderful, let me look at the time here. From the time they received it till Jesus arrived on the scene was about 1,500 years. But the pictures that God sent for them with the tabernacle and the offerings and the blood that was shed and the sacrifices that was offered, all that was to show them a Savior was coming. And you're going to have to do this until the Savior comes. He has come. 2,000 years ago, he's arrived, lived a perfect life, born of the Virgin Mary, and died on the cross of Calvary. 3 days later, rose again. He shed his precious blood for you and for me. What a glorious day. And please don't miss that, because what happened in missing Jesus, in missing the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, they missed it way before Jesus arrived. They missed it 1,000 years before Jesus ever came to this earth. He was promised. They had the word. They missed him. Again, if you're a Jew, you missed him. Please listen and please come. Because they lacked the wisdom, the knowledge, and the wisdom to guide the blind, the Gentiles, out of this darkness into the light. So Jesus, God the Father, Lord Jesus, set the nation of Israel aside and gave us an opportunity to share the gospel, and we call that the church age. The Jews looked upon himself as an instructor of foolishness, a teacher of babes, having the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. This is what the Jew thought of himself. He thought he was the instructor. They were going to share everything. I will instruct the foolish. I will teach the babies. That's what the Jews believed in themselves. Having the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Now let's see what we have here. Let's just take our time, because we're looking at verse 19, and then 20 is what we really just read. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind and a light of them which are in darkness. That's what you think. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of truth of the law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself. You see where the problem has come in? They had one opinion of themselves, and God has another. I have watched through the years, and we've had folks come and some folks go. You sure don't like for them to go. But when they disagree with the Word of God, then it's better that they leave instead of trying to stay and change other people's lives and opinions. It's better to stand upon the truth, and whatever comes, comes. And we have had folks that disagree with the Word of God. And you can say, well, Larry, that's just your opinion of the Word of God. No, that's the Word of God. We go verse by verse, remember? Verse by verse, that's how we study the Word of God. But I have noticed through the years that folks that come that refuse any teaching of the Word of God because they have an opinion of themselves that they know everything, there's a person that's in trouble. The Jews were of the same opinion. They thought they knew everything, and they had all the power of God. God was behind them. Their father was Abraham. We're everything. We are the only means that you can come to God. We have it, and I don't even know for sure if we're going to share it. That's kind of the opinion that the Jews felt. But sad to say that today, many people, they have very similar thoughts of themselves, that they have so much knowledge that there is nothing more for them to learn. Now, I have much to learn, and I will always be learning, and I hope that my mind will allow me to continue to learn till I take my last breath. I love learning the Word of God. I search the Word of God. I study the Word of God. But there will never be a day when someone cannot teach me and help me, and the Spirit of God cannot direct me in the Word of God. But there are many people, not necessarily with just the Scripture, but in life, that they have the opinion that they know so much that they do not need to be taught any longer. And there's a person that is in trouble because they have, as the Scripture says here, they have an opinion of themselves that is much different than the opinion that God will have. Because we are of no value. We are worthless without the power and the strength and the guidance of God. And I pray every day that He leads me, that He gives me the wisdom I need for today. And He is the only one that can share that and give that to me. Just putting it plain, the Jews their problem is that they're just like the Gentiles. They're lost. They think they're mighty. They think they're really something, but they're lost. And maybe you're in the same way. You're a little high-minded. You don't think you need a Savior. You believe you've learned everything. Well, if you think you know everything, you're of very little value to anybody, including yourself. As we continue now to read through these verses of Scripture, we have examples. That's the foundation of the thought. But now as we look on into the next verse, verse 21, "Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself?" It's a question. "Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal?" The Jews were always ready to teach, but never ready to be taught or to learn. "Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God?" There was a question. Paul just kept coming back to them. "Don't you see that you have much to learn? Will you please listen to the Spirit of God as He's knocking on your heart's door and wants to come in?" Because that's the condition of a lost person. Now, when you're saved, when you're born again, then you have the opportunity of the Spirit of God to teach you. But there's the problem, because they did not have it. And you're preaching the law. And at the same time, you're breaking the law. Why do you think you can teach something and not keep it? Now, that's done often. Because you see, we're sinners. We live in the flesh and we fail. And we have to come and ask our God to forgive us and set us back on the right track. And please, dear Lord, just guide and lead me. I know that I'm never lost, because once I'm saved, born again, He keeps me, and I know that. And I praise Him and thank Him for it, and I worship Him for that. And I serve him because of that great love that he has shown to me in saving my soul and keeping my soul. But the Jews, in Romans here, Paul is telling them that you have just continued to grow and grow more in your sin, and yet you're telling the Gentiles and telling others not to do it, but you're doing it. And it listed several things there. And again, verse 23, thou that makest thy boast of the law, you brag about it. But you're breaking the law. You constantly break the law. Isn't that a dishonor to God? That's what they wanted to know. The name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as is written, for circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. The circumcision, which was a mark of the nation's separation to God, it was done back with Abraham. That's where we're studying right now, back in Genesis. And we're in the 17th chapter of Genesis, enjoying that, studying that section of Scripture. And they were given a great promise. There was a covenant that God was making with Abraham and with his descendants through Isaac, not through Ishmael. Now, Lot believed that the line is coming through another line, and it's not. It comes through Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Please, as we look at each one, we have to come. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then with Jacob, his name is changed to Israel. We have his 12 sons, and then it comes through the line of Judah with the Lord Jesus. What a glorious day. What a wonderful day. And so please understand that the circumcision, which was the mark of the nation's separation to God, the sign of God's covenant with his people, but was only good if they themselves were separated to God. A couple verses of Scripture we're going to look up may help us just a little bit here. Let's look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. To reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I confirmed not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles. I'm sorry, I wondered why we weren't applying there. I was in chapter 1. Let's go to chapter 2, same page, across the way. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. They were trusting in the works of the law, and they weren't keeping it very well. They were trusting in their circumcision because they had been circumcised, set apart. But all it was an act of the flesh, not a change of the heart. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. My dear friend, many people go to baptism. That's not it either. My dear friend, we're out of time, but what are you going to do about Jesus?